Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show. Google Podcasts, our podcast, our video, Tune Radio, the podcast app, Speaker, Spotify, and Go Overcast. Breaking news out of San Francisco. We'll get there in a few minutes. It's the Carson's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. We're packed. It is a beautiful Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show. It is a beautiful day. So let me start with this, because this is interesting. Again, breaking news out of San Francisco. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But I want to start with this. So the Cowboys have not played their starters yet. And it doesn't sound like they're going to. They asked Jerry Jones, this is very interesting. They asked him what he thought about Mike McCarthy not playing any starters. He says, I like Mike McCarthy's approach. He wants those players there in December. Okay. So usually, and I've said this for years on the show, off the show, wherever, I've said this for a long time. It's very interesting. Because I always found this interesting. If a player has a history of an injury, Aaron Rodgers, Anthony Davis, very injury-prone players like Dak Prescott, don't play him in preseason. Don't play him in preseason. However, I did say this about Aaron Rodgers. If they are changing teams or have a new head coach, you want that rush to go away. And you're going to say, well, what about training camp? Training camp helps. Training camp is not everything, though. There's lots of players that will be rusty week one that didn't play because of training camp. And sometimes it is beneficial. Look at the Rams. Sean McVay doesn't play any starters. But Dallas is in an interesting situation, especially the offense, Dak Prescott. Because they lost Kellen Moore to the Chargers. They have a new offensive coordinator. If I'm Dallas, if I'm Mike McCartney, if I'm Jerry Jones, I want this offense ready week one. And I think Dallas is going to come out. Doesn't sound like they're going to play their starters. I think they're going to come out very rusty. And we'll see what happens. But there's certain times where injury-prone players have to play preseason. Look at the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is playing this week. They want him to be ready for week one. They want him to be ready on a new team with younger receivers, different receivers. Dak Prescott's getting a brand new receiver, folks. Sure, he has C.D. Lamb, but they traded for Brandon Cooks for Houston. Brand new receiver. Good receiver, but brand new receiver. I would want him to get some snaps with Dak. There's a certain time where injury-prone players have to play. Anthony Davis, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. It's when they change offensive coordinators or head coaches or teams. Folks, I sit back and I don't know what I'm going to get from Dallas week one. But I look around the league, most teams are playing their starters, and a lot of teams will be unrusted. Training camp helps. It's not everything. You think, especially quarterback, because you can't really hit in training camp. So I think it's a small mistake. I'm usually very against playing injury-prone players. But I sit back, and with the Cowboys and the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott, and the Jets have announced they're playing Aaron Rodgers this weekend in Week 3's preseason game, and I'm saying good. Get them unrested, especially older quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers. Get them unrested. Because this, especially in the AFC with Aaron Rodgers, it's becoming important. You don't want to lose. You can say it's just one game. In the AFC, one game could be the difference between a playoffs and not making it. So I think the Jets are doing the right thing here. I think the Cowboys are not. It's a very interesting conference. I said this before, 7 or 8 wins will get you in. And by the way, most Josh Allen, physical quarterback, played the first half of that Stiller game, he'll be there in December. You don't get hurt. And the again, the only player, and I said this before, I would not play in preseason is Tua. That's it, right? Because you certainly don't want him getting another concussion. But there comes a time, where, like I said, where injury-prone players have to play. Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Anthony Davis, play them. Dak Prescott's a great quarterback. You don't want him rusty week one. You don't want him rusty week one. Training camp helps. It's not everything. Remember that. And a tweet from John Marlana said that. Reported that on Twitter about Jerry Jones, what he thinks of Mike McCarthy. So I do find it interesting. I do think Twitter help. I mean, I do think press training camp helps. But keep in mind, it's not everything. Not everything. All right. Well, let's go into this. So this is interesting. So I've said this for a long time in the NFC or AFC East. I think my two dark horses in the NFL, both in the AFC, both I think are going to win 12-plus games, Dolphins-Steelers. Look at the Steelers' schedule, go through it, and tell me if you don't think they're going to win 12 games. I have them losing to Cincinnati twice, Baltimore once, Jacksonville, and New England because Belichick's great with good or with younger quarterbacks. And I think the Dolphins, you're going to call me crazy here, I think they sweep the Jets. And it's very interesting because I feel like Aaron Rodgers has – he's an older quarterback that likes a running game. The Jets got it. Check. You can say that. But what's interesting to me about this Jets team is their younger receivers. What was the problem in Green Bay last year? The younger receivers. And you could say, well, they looked good towards the end of the year. They really turned it on. Did they make the playoffs? No. By the way, I think the Packers head coach is better than the Jets head coach. So the Packers had a check. I think the offensive line for Green Bay, maybe the best in the league, certainly top three. Jets don't have that offensive line. Oh, by the way, as much as Delvin Cook's good, the Packers running back, Aaron Jones, I think is better. Check towards Green Bay. The defense for the Jets, that's where they get the check. So, you know, I sit back and even the Packers defense last year was not horrible. Was not horrible. So, it's very interesting to me. Because I do think the Dolphins have the best offense in that division. And you're going to say, how about the Bills? Bills don't have a running game. New England is a mess. And this is an interesting video. It's very interesting. It's from ESPN. And it's Stephen A. Smith talking about the Dolphins offense is better than the Jets. And I there's a lot from this video that I think is really interesting. And I'm going to play it. And I completely agree. I think the Dolphins offense is better than the Jets. Coach, check, right? Defense, I think the Dolphins and Jets are very close in defense. You could argue offensive line, Dolphins, quarterback. Okay, Aaron Rodgers has more experience. I'll give it to the Jets. Running game, I'll give it to the Jets unless Jonathan Taylor goes to Miami. So this is a very interesting video. You can find this on ESPN app, ESPN.com, wherever. It's Stephen A. Smith talking about the Jets-Dolphins offense.
Offense in the AFC East.
Of course.
Do you think that Rodgers and the Jets will have the best offense in the AFC East?
Of course not. Of course not. Is Tyreek Hill on that squad? Is Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle on that squad? No. It's really, really that simple. We can sit up there and dissect it and speak about it ad nauseum. It's a very, very simplistic approach. As much as I love Garrett Wilson and the brother is something special, the offensive rookie of the year, I get all that. Alan Lazard is not a scrub, okay? Randall Cobb is not done. Somehow, some way, the age-old veteran found a way to be open on quite a few occasions, particularly early on the season. Would have been nice to see him do that against the Detroit Lions in that season finale. Would have been nice to see him do it, you know, so they could have avoided a losing streak early in the season. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is this. I don't care if you got Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall with Garrett Wilson and Lazard and Cobb. You ain't Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And as long as those two brothers are opposite one another as wideouts on the football field with Tua Tagovailoa on the field instead of being concussed, there's no way I'm going to tell you the New York Jets have a better offense than that.
Okay, so let's break that down. First of all, I do think Delvin Cook is the best running back in that division. Patriots, Zeke kind of passed his peak. Dolphins have a good, not great. Buffalo has no all running back. So I do think the Jets get the check there. Coach, I would give it the Dolphins. Not in the division, because obviously that would be Belichick. Just between the Dolphins and Jets, because that's what we're comparing here, I would give the Dolphins the check. Quarterback, I'll go Aaron. But that's it. Defense, I'll go Jets. Outside of that, Dolphins have the best. I think the Dolphins, I've said this for a long time, I think Miami might have the best receiving core, 1-2, in the NFL. I mean, who would have a better one? Seriously, in the NFL. The only team I would hear an argument for is San Francisco, and I think Miami would be better than San Francisco. You can't even guard them. So that is where I said this 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Pittsburgh, Miami, both, I think, win 12-plus games. Look at that schedule for the Steelers. If someone gets hurt, I could see Pittsburgh going 11-6, providing Tua stays healthy. I think the Dolphins win 12-plus games. I'm serious. Buffalo has no running game. Now, I will say this. If the Bills somehow land Jonathan Taylor, be able to pay him, then I would say it's an interesting debate. I would be able to listen. But you can't be one-dimensional in the NFL. You just can't be. So I right now would say that the Dolphins have maybe the best offense in that. No question, the best offense. I said this before too. Cincinnati, San Francisco, Miami, I think have definitely Cincinnati and Miami. Two best receiving cores, 1 and 2 in the league. But I would go Miami because you can't guard them. So we'll see what happens. But I said this before, my two dark horses, Miami, Pittsburgh, both I think win 12 games. Both I think make the playoffs. Both I think most people, a lot of people picking Buffalo in that division or the Jets. A lot of people, and I'm not saying Pittsburgh is winning the division. I think it goes Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, just like in the AFC East. I think it goes Miami, Buffalo, the Jets, the Patriots. But it's an interesting thing because I do think Miami has the best offense, receiving core, coach outside of, you know, between the Bills and the Jets. I mean, between the Dolphins and the Jets. All right. It is interesting because there was breaking news, and I will hit that breaking news out of San Francisco. And I'm going to talk about that next. Sam Darnold named the backup to Purdy. That just broke minutes before we came on the air, minutes before I did this. And that is interesting. I'm going to break that down. And also, you've waited a long time for my top five best college football teams going into this year. I have them right here. Feel very good about them. So that's coming up here. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes. They do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, arts, drawing, and painting, acting, and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and 7 more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade, interest for life. voice, piano, guitar, brass, violin, 9 languages are available, as well as painting and drawing, acting and public speaking, health and nutrition, for all ages, individuals and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. That was 757-236-2609, or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment. All right, that's all coming up. 49ers news, top 5 best teams in college football. It's the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show, final segment of the day still to come. But let's say this for now. 49ers, Sam Darnold, back up to Purdy. And I said the other day, I said, look, I think Sam Darnold, Purdy coming off an injury, at least let Sam, you know, see how he does week one against Pittsburgh. I said, Purdy coming off an injury to Pittsburgh, that defense, that rushing, I would let Sam Darnold play there. But Purdy's going to be the starter, sounds like week one. And it is interesting because I think this preseason is a big deal game. I would let Purdy play. Most teams, week three, let their starters play till halftime. You're going to get that, I think, across the league, mainly across the league. And we'll see what happens. But I do say this. I think if Purdy... It's interesting because I think my guess is a lot of pressure's on Purdy. I think if he doesn't look the same as last year or is a little worse than last year, then I think you're gonna see Sam Darnold come in, because I think San Francisco is looking around the NFC saying this is an amazingly weak conference. We only have to beat Philadelphia to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, who else is going to challenge them? I think Detroit's the third best team in the NFC, but I still think San Francisco and Philadelphia are a good bit better. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, I think San Francisco is going to say, if Purdy doesn't look good week one, two, or three, let's go with Sam Darnold. Because, again, let's at least try Sam Darnold. Because, again, you know, we'll see what happens with Sam. Because this is the NFC. And this is about as good as good teams like San Francisco and Philadelphia. This is about as good and easy road to the Super Bowl as it gets. And San Francisco wants to figure it out quick, too, week one through three. So I think Purdy's going to do a good job. I said this before. I think Purdy is going to be the same as last year. But so you watch Shanahan, keep a real close eye on Purdy week one through three, because he is coming off an elbow injury hand injury. It does matter. It's a quarterback, but the training camp looks good. He looks good in preseason. So does Sam Darnold. So you have two real good quarterbacks. So I said this, it's tough, right? You can go either way. Purdy is great. I think Purdy's going to do well, but it's nice. I think it's great to have Sam Darnold in now. I expect them to move off Trey Lance this season, probably before the trade deadline. But San Francisco is one of those teams that I said, if Purdy plays good, I think the 49ers are better than the Eagles, or at least going to the Super Bowl. You got to remember, Philadelphia lost a lot of pieces on defense to San Francisco in particular. But it is interesting, and I think the 49ers are watching it carefully. And my guess is Purdy starts week one, which he will, because Sam Darnold is the backup. All right. It's the Carson's Court Show. Top 5 best teams in college football next. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Here we go. My final segment of the day. Let's begin. Top 5 best teams in college football. Number 5, Georgia. I know, but they did lose a lot of pieces on defense and offense. Listen, folks, I think Georgia's borderline. They might get in to the playoffs. However, they did lose pieces on offense and defense. The borderline playoff team, they might get in. But the SEC is tough. I would not be surprised at all if they get in. I'm just saying, number 5, Georgia. Number 4, USC. I think Caleb Williams is going to have a great year. Would not shock me at all to see USC in the playoffs. I think they're very, very good. And I think USC, Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams gets into the playoffs. Number 3, I'm going to go Michigan. I like John Harbaugh a lot. I think he's a great head coach. This is a good team. Jim Harbaugh, excuse me. This is a great team, and I just think Michigan, really good. I think they're three. Number two, this is easy. At number two, it's Alabama. Listen, Nick Saban's a great head coach. Alabama has a really good receiving core. They always do, plus a really good defense. But I think Ohio State is one. They're just a step above, and I think my pick to win the national championship, Ohio State. I just think they're a little bit faster, a little bit more athletic, a little more defense. And there you go. My top five best college football teams. Georgia, I think, is very good. Very good. I think they're certainly borderline for the playoffs. I think they probably get in to the playoffs, potentially. But those are my – I think Michigan, USC, just Ohio State, Alabama. Right now, those are my top five. Georgia's really good. And if they can go – if they can win a lot of games against Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, Texas, I think they'll make the playoffs over one of those four. But it's a tough SEC. And I did think they lost a lot of pieces on offense and a lot of pieces on defense. I think they're a top five team. That's what concerns me. Georgia, I almost felt like this about the Rams. And there's a few other teams in the NFL, Washington, that it's almost like I have to see them play. I have to see Georgia. I have to see what they look like week one. Maybe that'll change my mind. But they lost a ton of pieces. Like TCU, people like. I think TCU is going to be good. I don't think they're going to be great. Why? They lost a lot of offensive pieces. Now, Georgia does better recruiting than TCU. That's why I think they'll be a lot better this year. Cincinnati lost a ton of pieces. Again, Georgia's better recruiting. I'm not comparing Georgia to Cincinnati or TCU. But Cincinnati lost the quarterback, a lot of offensive pieces and defensive pieces. Not in the top 15. So not in the top 20. It's just Carolina, North Carolina next year. Lost a lot of offensive pieces. Just not quite the same. So it's not that I don't like Georgia. I do like Georgia. I think they're, certainly top five team. I like their head coach. I think they're top five team. Just one of those teams I have to see. I have to see Georgia with the new quarterback. I have to see Georgia with the new receivers. I have to see Georgia with the new defense. If they come out absolutely blowing people away, then of course I'll rise them up. But as we sit here, those are my top five teams. It's interesting. Always interesting in college football. Thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. Have a great day, everyone. For the final time, we are live in Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. I do not own the copyrights to our intro song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Have a great day, everyone. For the final time, we're live in Virginia Beach. It's the Carson's Court Show. Talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show.